ABC Radio Australia.
Back it goes. Josiah Blanton could be in. A moment of Marshallese magic. A goal for the Marshall Islands. A goal for all the Marshall Islands.
Yes, a moment of sporting history for the Pacific when the Marshall Islands men's soccer team scored their first ever international goal against Turks and Caicos back in August. That match was played in Springdale, Arkansas, right in the heart of the Marshallese diaspora in the United States. And the hope is that the same venue will play host to the first ever international game for a Marshall Islands women's team, possibly early in the new year. Katie Smith is the head coach who will lead the side into action. But first, she says all the necessary elements have to be put in place.
Right now, we are pretty close to announcing our next training camp. And then alongside that would potentially be a fixture mixed in if we can make it happen. We've identified some different countries that are willing to play against us, but it all just comes down to when you start planning, does it actually work out for everyone financially? Does it make sense for them to travel? Do the dates work out and all of those things? So I think we're on the right path. It's certainly something that we want to see happen.
So it could be before the end of this year, but most likely next year. Would that be right?
Yes. So we're currently looking at the beginning of 2026. So initially we had wanted to try and do it by the end of this year, but just given the circumstances of trying to identify players, trying to get in touch with other countries when they're available, it's looking like beginning of 2026 for that.
The squad that you've been building over, what, a year, 18 months now, has that changed in nature over that time? Are there more players coming in from Marshall Islands, or are you still relying on the Marshallese diaspora in the States?
It's interesting because over the past 3 months, we have actually identified over 25 potential players. So whether it's players that are in high school and college that have filled out the form that we have online of interest of playing, or it's some of our scouts throughout the United States and other places have started to identify Marshallese people. So we're really excited that when we do get to this next camp, we're going to have the ability to choose from a player pool versus it just being like, these are the only players we could find at this given time. So we are growing those numbers. We have two that are from the Marshall Islands that currently live on the islands, go to school on the islands that are in that player pool. And then all of the other ones are still based in the United States, but still wanting to get people from the islands involved. And so we've made efforts to go there and to try and get players identified. And we've been able to find two that may be potentials for the next camp.
So how do you connect with those players? Getting all the players that you have on your list at the moment together in one place at one time is very difficult and infrequent. So are you having to, as it were, coach at a distance and rely on online to get messages across?
Yeah, so we've got several scouts that are spread out throughout the country and then also in Great Britain and then also in the Marshall Islands. And they've been able to find people regionally to them and been able to get us connected that way. And then we've also got a guy named Jack, and Jack is essentially in charge of player evaluations. Then he will kind of get in touch with me and be like, all right, this is what I have on this person. This is their film. This is what their coach said. What do you think? And so some of it is maybe just taking a chance on someone that we don't know a lot about, but we've heard good things about, and we just want to see what they look like in person. Some of it is, okay, yeah, we've identified them. We've seen film and we know that they're going to be able to help our team. And so it's right now a little bit of trying to put some puzzle pieces together, but I think that the team has done a really good job of just trying to work together to get the best people possible for us to be able to bring into the next camp.
And I've seen discussion about the setting up of a league in Marshall Islands, and if that were to happen, would there be a women's league? Do you know?
Yeah, so I think right now that's certainly something that's in the works. I think that we would likely start with men and boys because that's going to be a little bit more feasible straight away because there's more male players on the island. But I do think the vision and the goal long term is we would love to have a women and girls league as well.
And tell me, the two games that the men played against Turks and Caicos and US Virgin Islands, I'm presuming you were either watching live or you saw the games at some point, but what was going through your head watching that? You must have been pretty excited at the prospect of what's to come for you and your team when they take to the field.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's easy to watch on TV and you're like, oh, it's the first team ever. And like, that's super cool. But when you're a part of it and you really see all the behind the scenes work that has gone on for years to make it happen, it just means a lot more. And it was the culmination of just a lot of people's hard work, dedication, and really just a testament to how much we really wanted to give the Marshall Islands a platform and we wanted to start something. And then to see it in action come to fruition, it was pretty cool. And what was going through my mind was more of, wow, I can't wait for the girls and women to have this experience as well.
Katie Smith, head coach of the Marshall Islands National Women's Soccer Team, and clearly very keen to see them in action on the international scene very soon. And Katie was speaking there with Richard Ewart.